The International Bible Lesson and Commentary for Sunday, September 4th, 2016, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Hear now the word of the Lord. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. He will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness his sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. The young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, New International Version, Sunday, September 4th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lesson Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. Isaiah 11, 1. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The branch is Jesus the Messiah, who is a descendant of King David. King David's father was Jesse. The kingly line of King David was cut down as a ruling line over Israel and Judah, because of the sins of the Davidic kings who followed David. Poetically, the kingly line of David had become a stump that produced nothing of value. Perhaps totally dead or dormant, the stump brought forth a shoot that became a branch that bore fruit. As God proved with the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah, God can give life to the dead, even a dead tree stump. God inspired Isaiah to foretell that, though actually or apparently dead, the roots of the stump would live and bring forth a branch, the Messiah. By the time of Jesus, the line of David had become obscure and powerless, but the Messiah's genealogy was carefully kept. Joseph, the husband of Mary, was one of the line of David, but an obscure carpenter from Nazareth. See Matthew chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 20, and Luke chapter 2, verse 4, and Luke chapter 3, verse 23. After Jesus was born, it was as though a shoot of new life had sprouted from the stump of a tree that had been cut down. and as the branch, Jesus the Messiah bore much fruit. He also bestowed the Holy Spirit on his followers after he rose from the dead, and they also bore much fruit. See John chapter 20, verse 22, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. Isaiah 11, 2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. When Jesus' followers evaluated him and wrote the Gospels, and when we read the Bible today, we see that the Spirit of God, as revealed in the Old Testament and later in the New Testament, rested, remained, or abided on Jesus. He expressed both the attitude, or Spirit of God, and the power of God. He also showed the attitude, or Spirit, human beings ought to maintain as they live before God and others. Jesus always demonstrated that he was in a right relationship with God. He showed the wisdom and power of God, and proved that he knew every human heart. He reverenced and obeyed God, his Father in heaven, explicitly at all times. Please note, some translations capitalize the word Spirit, the first time Isaiah used it in this verse. Other translations capitalize the word Spirit each time the word is used in this verse. When capitalized, the word indicates the person, Spirit, or Holy Spirit. If not capitalized, the word Spirit may mean attitude and power and presence of God. The name Lord should be all capital letters signifying Yahweh or Jehovah, which is the holy name of God. Isaiah 11:3. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. Other words to expand the meaning of the word fear might be reverence or respect, which leads to obedience. When we truly love God supremely, we experience great joy when we honor God with our lives and loyalty. On the one hand, we know that Jesus the Messiah will always judge according to what he sees and hears firsthand, and not from what he learns secondhand from the testimony of others. On the other hand, and perhaps more importantly, Jesus will always look upon and understand the human heart when he judges. This means Jesus will judge us on the basis of our intentions when we do something, or on the ultimate intention that motivates our way of life. What someone else sees or hears us do may give the appearance or impression that we are guilty of doing a misdeed. But Jesus will always look into our hearts and know whether or not we are guilty, whether or not we did or did not intend to sin by what we said or did. Because Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus sees and hears all, and he will justly and mercifully judge. Jesus does not need eyewitnesses in order to judge with righteousness and give justice and bestow mercy. Jesus does not need to see or hear any of our actions to know the state or condition of our hearts, our reasons for living, and whether we are committed to loving and serving God supremely, or ourselves selfishly. Isaiah 11:4. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Consistently, the prophets defended the poor and also called to account those who took unfair advantage of the poor and the meek of the earth. Jesus the Messiah will judge them with righteousness and equity, giving a just judgment. Jesus will not judge in favor of the privileged simply because they have influence. Jesus will not judge in favor of the poor simply because they are poor. Because God is love, Jesus will judge with justice and mercy. Because Jesus is God, he will also have the power to enforce his judgments, and he will enforce his judgments against the wicked at the right time. Isaiah 11:5. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Belts are used to hold up clothing or to carry a weapon. A belt around the loins means a person has prepared themselves and their clothing to take action or do work rather than be in repose or on a restful stroll. Isaiah foretold that Jesus the Messiah was going to, and he did and will do so again on earth, live and reign with righteousness and faithfulness toward God his Father and others, not only with simple words, but also with actions that would lead to the death of the wicked and the salvation of those who believed in him. Jesus can easily destroy the wicked with his mouth, but as the good news of Jesus is preached around the world, Jesus can change the hearts of the wicked and save them from eternal death and hell. People can see the clothing of other people, and people can see that everything Jesus did on earth as the promised Messiah, he did with righteousness toward others and faithfulness toward God. He will do the same when he comes again. Isaiah 11:6. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. Eventually, all nature will be changed to what God intended prior to God changing nature after the rebellion of the first man and woman. Natural enemies will learn to live together in peace as God originally intended. Whereas the unrepentant wicked will face destruction if their continued willful rebellion against God and destructive behavior toward their neighbors continues, predatory animals that do not have the ability to choose will be changed by God and become safe enough for even a child to lead. As the good news of Jesus is preached, wicked people with the nature and moral character, similar to a lion, leopard, or wolf, in their destruction of others, especially those who are helpless, such as a lamb, goat, or calf, will change and live peacefully with those they once sought to devour. A child will live in safety and have influence over others for the good of all. Everyone will love and live in cooperation under the lordship of Jesus the Messiah, which happens today in many places through the church, but will happen everywhere forever after Jesus returns and his kingdom is on earth as it is in heaven. Isaiah 11:7. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. At one time, all the animals and humans ate only vegetables. The animals were submissive friends to humans, and humans did not eat their animal friends. Since Jesus the Messiah's redeeming work has been done on the cross, we now look forward to the time when all animals and humans will once again become friends on the new earth. Hence, the lion and the ox will both eat straw and sleep together without fear. What some naturally think is impossible to us is not impossible with God. Isaiah 11:8. The infant will play near the cobra's den. The young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. Snakes can be dangerous, especially to an unsuspecting child. Jesus will change the nature of poisonous snakes someday, so they will neither bite a person nor be poisonous. The snake will not need to defend itself from harm, and parents will not need to worry about the safety of their children. As the Son of God, Jesus will watch over and care for everyone, even the domestic and wild animals of the earth, and everyone will live in harmony, peace, and safety. We eagerly wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ to fulfill this prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah 11:9. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The holy mountain is Mount Zion, where even today there is strife among people of different religions. When Jesus the Messiah returns, all strife will cease, and people will not war anymore. Everyone will come to know the nature and character of the true God, because they will see the Lord and bow down before Him. They will hear from His mouth, they will see His actions, and everyone will be blessed when they come to know the true God. Wars among religious factions will cease. Just as the waters cover the sea and fill every cave under the water, so the truth about God will be known by everyone on earth. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What do these verses tell you about the type of person we should expect the Messiah to be? What kind of person was Jesus? 2. What does the word peace mean? What is necessary for there to be peace between God and a person? What will be necessary for there to be a lasting, universal peace someday? How might Jesus do this? 3. What characteristics or traits of the Messiah mean the most to you? Why are all of these characteristics important for the Messiah to have? Do you think Jesus demonstrated these characteristics or traits? Why or why not? 4. What kind of assurance does it give you to know that Jesus will only judge you by the condition or state of your heart, and not by what he learns from appearances, eyewitnesses, or gossips? When you are being unjustly condemned by someone who does not know or care why you did something, how might knowing this about Jesus' way of judging give you encouragement? 5. Why are righteousness and faithfulness both important in relationships? How to recognize Jesus the Messiah. International Bible Lesson, Sunday, September 4th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 3 through 4a. So people would recognize the Messiah, Isaiah prophesied his qualities of character and predicted some of what he would do. Jesus demonstrated all of the characteristics Isaiah predicted by manifesting the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Jesus did not fear the Lord's punishment, because Jesus obeyed his Father perfectly. Rather, Jesus delighted in the fear of the Lord, and rejoiced in his Father's awesome might, creativity, holiness, justice, and everlasting love. In Jesus' personal relationships, he showed the type of Messiah he would be after he returned to rule over the earth. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus will not judge simply on the basis of what he observes or do whatever he wants to benefit himself, as earthly rulers do. Jesus would see into the hearts of others, and he will judge according to what he knows about the totality of every situation. He will know immediately if anyone is bearing false witness. Jesus will judge according to the objective, unchanging law of God revealed in the Bible, the law of love, the law requiring love for God and others. Jesus demonstrated God's law by his life, and Jesus will judge the needy with righteousness instead of discrimination. For the first time, all the poor on earth will receive the justice denied them by others. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.